I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Here we go. All right, welcome back. It's KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell, thanks for being with us. Thanks for being a part of the program, as usual. Also, we want to welcome with us, being a part of the program today, he is BYU guru, BYU insider for KSLSports.com, plus the host of Cougar Sports Saturday, a program I hold near and dear to my heart. If you do not listen on Saturdays, if you're like me, you're out and about on Saturday, and Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte are kicking it with some Cougar info on Saturdays. So, Mitch Harper, what's going on? Thanks for being with us, man.
Hey, happy to be on, guys. Always feels like a little bit of normalcy talk with you guys, so it's always good to catch up.
I've never thought of us as normal, but thank you.
No, he's saying during all this, this is the only time.
Yeah, this is the only time we're normal. When everything is abnormal, we're normal.
So, Mitch, first things first here. Everybody's desperate to know what's going to happen with the college football season. I know that the Pac-12 has been, freaking everybody out because California is like the hardest state when it comes to trying to figure out where they're going to be at. And they'll be one of the last probably to come around with their population and with the way the Governor Newsom kind of works. They will be a late start probably, at least to schools. We don't know where the athletic things stand, but what about from the BYU prospect of things? Have they talked some about the way that they do these things? I know you've had conversations with Mark Pope and people like that during the offseason, but have we gotten any sense of what a schedule could look like for BYU contingency-wise? Do they even talk about that?
Yeah, they haven't really given much insight into that right now, but I think that BYU, interesting enough, in a position, guys, where you know they could find some intriguing games, maybe, land in their lap potentially, you know, if everything breaks out. Because, I mean, I think the thought has been put out there that, you know, if it goes to conference only, BYU could end up just playing the likes of Liberty, Army. And none of us want to see that. But I think that...
I thought you were going to try to sell me as those were the intriguing matchups.
That's no, I was like, no one wants to see that. I think most fans would say shut the season down before they see those games 10 times in the year. But I think that, you know, with a lot of the leagues, like the Big 12, their commissioners expressed that they'll even play if no classes are taking place on campus. And then the SEC is pretty staunch on just starting on time. I think that there's going to be some opportunities for BYU to maybe either, one, hopefully keep the games that they've already got scheduled, but two, I think there could be teams that in need of replacing maybe Pac-12 teams. BYU could come in and fill that spot potentially to fill out that 12-game schedule. And we know that BYU is always willing to play really anyone, anywhere, and they'll do it for their TV partner, ESPN, and they'll make it work. So I think it's not all doom and gloom for BYU. I think it'll work out in the end. But I think, you know, the feeling seems like a lot maybe could potentially depend on, you know, for BYU and the season starting on time, you know, with the online classes element, and if there is in-person classes taking place. BYU announced today that they're going to have, you know, they're going to make a decision on fall semester coming up as late as July. So if it's online only, maybe that potentially delays things a little bit to start, but I think BYU still kind of keeping all their options in front of them.
So I felt a smile come on your face when you said that BYU may take away some of those Pac-12 games. So what, is BYU not going to play Alabama because USC isn't? Is that kind of what it is?
No, I think. Well, I just think that BYU has always been very flexible in any type of scheduling situation. When it's just a normal 12-game season with no global pandemic impacting it, BYU is willing to fill any possible need that's out there in college football. And BYU is a program that, you know, has a respectable brand, I think, in college football circles. That if there comes to a situation where teams don't want to fill out these 12-game schedules, and they need a date filled because another league is not playing, I think BYU would feel pretty, would be willing to play, I would think. I mean, that's just kind of my read on the situation there. So a lot to decipher between all this, because what's been unfortunate about this whole situation is it feels like we're all speculating on the speculation, and hopefully we can get some more answers in the near future, because it feels like college football, we need some answers. I think by, what, mid-June at least, we got to get some answers to actually if the season is going to be starting on time. So we got to get some answers very soon here.
Have you heard anything about our you know, with the NBA, they've kind of started to say, okay, we're going to let you back in the gym. Have you heard anything about, are they going to let the players back in the gym, so to speak? And
yeah, so I spoke to BYU. I reached out to BYU spokesperson earlier today, and as of right now, all the facilities are going to be closed through March. But with most of the state of Utah moving to phase yellow this weekend, I think BYU is going to, you know, kind of follow the guidelines of the state government officials and also BYU, the university. But I think they're keeping their options open. Right now, though, as of today, all the athletic facilities will remain closed and will remain closed coming up on Saturday when it moves to phase yellow. But I think, you know, with the when you heard that, you know, there could be 50 people in this phase yellow together, I mean, I think that opens up the door maybe for some organized activities for, you know, these players to maybe conduct some workouts at the facility when those things do open up. So it could change. And at BYU expressed today when I spoke to them that they're going to be very they're going to be keeping their eyes on what local authorities or government officials are saying in this process.
Do face masks count as masks? That's the question. Can they go out there and they start working out? I mean, look, we talked with Zach Wilson earlier in the you know, probably 3 weeks ago, and I think, you know, he probably regretted saying it, but he was like, yeah, we're out working out. You know, I've gotten kicked off of some fields. We got kicked out of the indoor practice facility. So, you know, and we're going, all right, Zach, go ahead and don't tell us that. But, I mean, these guys are going to find a way to, especially this group of 20-year-olds, 22-year-olds, they're going to find.
You're fooling yourself if you think
they're
they
finding places that, you know, I got a video. My son had to cancel his BYU baseball camp from this summer. And they sent a video out from for all the camp kids who got everything canceled. It was from the swim coach. And he was like, hey, for all you campers are out there, and I'll just tell you, the people who are ready for swim camp, I'm standing in the pool right here at BYU. And it was dry, you know, nothing in it. He goes, this is how serious we're taking it. We drain the pools and we're doing like small maintenance things right now. Like there's no, we're focusing on doing other things. And so we got to get, you know, stay active and all those things. These players who are on scholarship are absolutely working out, and they're just waiting for the time to for it not to be publicly shamed when they're like at a park working out or something. So, Mitch, the other thing I wanted to ask was, from this football standpoint, has there been any talk of, and I don't know, is BYU kind of gone silent this summer when it comes to being able to have access to, at the beginning we were talking a lot with the coaches, a lot with the athletic directors, things like that, but now it seems like they've gone a little bit dark and they're kind of waiting around to hear word.
Yeah, I think they're kind of been a little bit quiet. They did have a Zoom meeting. Kalani Sitake, Elisa Tuiaki, and Jeff Grimes had a Zoom meeting with Matt Bushman and Isaiah Kafusi yesterday to kind of give the kind of an outlook for the upcoming potential season for fans yesterday. So they've been pretty. I think they're still kind of having a positive outlook and kind of hoping for the best. They even talked with Dax Milne this past weekend, and you know he's. He's one of those guys that's been working with Zach Wilson, and they're trying to, you know, fingers crossed and have an optimistic outlook on all of this. But what's kind of interesting is, you know, and I put a piece on this on our site on KSL Sports, and, you know, for BYU, it's interesting. Like, who do they answer to? Like, who is kind of feeding them the info on all of this? Like, we know at Utah, it's Larry Scott, and in the Mountain West for Utah State, it's Craig Thompson. Like, who's kind of advocating for BYU's cause when you're talking about all these college football commissioners and the Notre Dame AD. They're talking to Mike Pence, the vice president, but like, who's really kind of speaking on BYU's behalf and these other independents that aren't Notre Dame? So it kind of makes you wonder, like, are they having to find out information through, you know, their sources or their contacts in this college world? It's been interesting in that regard, because really BYU has no voice advocating for potentially their season. They don't have a seat at the table in regards to these national matters for the sport. So I think BYU just kind of having an optimistic outlook on it and being open-minded to anything that potentially comes their way.
Carol Baskin. That's who is advocating.
Let's
You've been watching TikTok, haven't you, Scott?
Way.
Carol Baskin. Husband.
Carol Baskin.
She's advocating for BYU.
I love it. All right. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. I want to ask Mitch about Matt Harms, who's found his way back into the news because Purdue's basketball coach churning sour grapes back in Indiana. We'll talk about it next. Stay with us right here on KSL's Unrivaled.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.